184.
O ye who believe, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may guard against evil. Footnote 206. Fasting, as a religious institution, in whatever form or detail, is to be found in all faiths. By the greater number of religions, in the lower, middle, and higher cultures alike, fasting is largely prescribed, and when it is not required, it is nevertheless practiced to some extent by individuals in response to the promptings of nature. Encyclopedia Britannica. It is the common experience of saints and seers that a certain degree of severance from physical relations or worldly connections is essential for spiritual advancement and has a powerful, purifying effect on the mind. Islam, however, has introduced a new orientation and a new spiritual significance in this institution. According to it, fasting constitutes a symbol of complete sacrifice. One who fasts not only abstains from food and drink, which are the chief means of sustenance and without which one cannot live, but also from going in unto one's wife, which is the means of assuring one's progeny. Thus he who fasts really evinces his readiness, if need be, to sacrifice his all for the sake of his Lord and Creator.
Verse 185.
أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرُ وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينٍ فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ وَأَنْ تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ
The prescribed fasting is for a fixed number of days. But whoso among you is sick or is on a journey shall fast the same number of other days. And for those who are able to fast only with great difficulty is an expiation, the feeding of a poor man. And whoso does good of his own accord, it is better for him. And fasting is good for you, if you only knew. Footnote 207. This meaning of the Arabic expression in the text is supported by another reading of يُطِيقُونَهُ, which is يُطَيِّقُونَهُ, meaning they can do so only with great difficulty. Jarir. The verse mentions three classes of believers to whom concession is allowed: the sick, those on a journey, and those too weak to fast except with danger to their health. The expression may also mean those who are unable to fast. Lisan and Mufradat. The whole sentence has also been taken to signify those who can afford should, besides fasting, feed a poor man as an act of piety. The pronoun who in yutiqunahu, standing for the feeding of a poor man.
Verse 186.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ
The month of Ramadan is that in which the Quran was revealed as a guidance for mankind with clear proofs of guidance and discrimination. Therefore, whosoever of you is present at home in this month, let him fast therein. But whoso is temporarily sick or is on a journey shall fast the same number of other days. Allah desires ease for you, and He desires not hardship for you. And He desires that you may complete the number and that you may exalt Allah for His having guided you and that you may be grateful. Footnote 207a. Ramadan is the ninth month of the lunar year. The word is derived from Ramada. They say Ramada Sa'imu, i.e. the inside of the man fasting became very hot with thirst owing to fasting. Lane. The month is so named because number one, fasting in this month produces heat and burning due to thirst. Number two, worship in this month burns away the traces of sin in man, Asakir and Mardawai. And three, because his devotions in this month produce in the heart of man the necessary warmth of love for his Creator and his fellow beings. The name Ramadan is of Islamic origin, the former name of the month being Natiq. Qadir. Footnote 207b. Al-Qur'an is derived from Qara'a, which means he read, he conveyed or delivered a message, he collected the thing. Thus Qur'an means, number one, a book which is meant to be read. The Qur'an is the most widely read book in the world, Encyclopedia Britannica. Number two, a book or message which is meant to be conveyed and delivered to the world. The Quran is the only revealed book whose message is absolutely unrestricted. For whereas all other revealed books are meant for specific times and specific peoples, the Quran is meant for all times and all peoples. Chapter 34, verse 29. Number three, a book which comprises all truths. The Quran is indeed a storehouse of knowledge which comprises not only all eternal truths contained in the previous revealed books, chapter 98, verse 4, but also all such truths as mankind may stand in need of at any time and in any circumstances. Chapter 18, verse 50. Footnote 208. It was on the 24th of Ramadan that the Holy Prophet received his first revelation, Jarir, and the whole revelation was rehearsed every year to the Holy Prophet by the angel Gabriel in this month. This practice continued till the very last year of the Prophet's life, when the whole of the Quran was rehearsed to him twice by the archangel Jibril in this month, Bukhari. Thus, in a way, even the whole of the Quran may be said to have been revealed in the month of Ramadan. Footnote 209. The sentence is not an unnecessary repetition, for whereas in the previous verse it formed part of the verse that was meant to prepare the ground for the commandment to fast, in this verse it forms part of the actual commandment. The Quran, however, wisely refrains from defining the terms sickness and journey, leaving them to be defined by the common usage of the people and the attending circumstances.
Verse 187. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ.
And when my servants ask thee about me, say, I am near. I answer the prayer of the supplicant when he prays to me, so they should hearken to me and believe in me, that they may follow the right way. Footnote 210. When the faithful come to know of the blessings of the month of Ramadan and of fasting therein, they naturally become eager to derive as much spiritual benefit from it as possible. It is to this hankering of the soul of a believer to which the verse supplies an answer. Footnote 211. The words, "believe in me," do not refer to belief in the existence of God, for this idea is included in the preceding clause, they should hearken to me. It being impossible that one should hearken to God and obey his commandments without believing in his existence. The words believe in me, therefore, refer to the belief that God hears and accepts the prayers of his servants.
Verse 188. فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها كذلك يبين الله آياته للناس لعلهم يتقون.
It is made lawful for you to go in unto your wives on the night of the fast. They are a sort of garment for you, and you are a sort of garment for them. Allah knows that you have been acting unjustly to yourselves, wherefore He has turned to you with mercy and afforded you relief. So you may now go in unto them and seek what Allah has ordained for you, and eat and drink until the white thread becomes distinct to you from the black thread of the dawn. Then complete the fast till nightfall, and do not go in unto them while you remain in the mosques for devotion. These are the limits set by Allah, so approach them not. Thus does Allah make His commandments clear to men, that they may become secure against evil. Footnote 212. How beautifully, in these brief words, the Quran has described the rights and status of woman, and the object and significance of marriage and conjugal relations. The real object of marriage, the verse purports to say, is the comfort, protection and embellishment of the parties, for such are the uses of a garment, chapter 7 verse 27 and chapter 16 verse 82. It definitely is not merely the satisfaction of sexual urge. Husband and wife also safeguard each other against evil and scandal. Footnote 213. The expression, afallahu anhu means, God corrected his mistake and set right his affairs, bestowed honor upon him. It also means God afforded him relief. Muhit. Footnote 214. At places where days and nights are unusually long, for example, near the poles, day and night should be calculated to be of 12 hours duration. Muslim, chapter Ashratu Sa'a. Footnote 215. In i'tikaf, which constitutes, as it were, the consummation of the spirit of fasting, intercourse with wives and preliminaries thereto are not allowed even at night time.
Verse 189.
وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتُدْلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ لِتَأْكُلُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ لتأكلوا فريقا من أموال الناس بالإثم وأنتم تعلمون.
And do not devour your property among yourselves by false means, and offer it not as bribe to the authorities, that you may devour a part of the wealth of other people wrongfully, while you know. Footnote 215a. In order to emphasize communal or national unity, the Quran often refers to other Muslims' property as your property. So here also, other Muslims' property is spoken of as your property. Footnote 216. The commandment relating to fasting enjoined Muslims to refrain from eating and drinking within specified periods, with a view to attaining piety and righteousness. This was the most opportune time to remind them that unlawful eating, i.e. unlawful acquisition of wealth, must all the more be scrupulously avoided. Incidentally, the verse forcefully condemns the practice of giving and taking bribe.